had to find a job. The next morning, this was possible. Get some money. Then I didn't worry about this. I went to bed, and the next morning, before I was even awake, there was a knock on my door. I said, come in. And the fellow came in. He was a local farmer, and he was working hard help in harvest. This was in August, just before harvest. So lucky for me, I got a job. I went out with him. We took off the harvest that fall, and that winter, I traded out of the spare water from around Dawson Creek. The water wasn't in there at that time yet. All the farmers had to fill out their grain, as well as stock and so on, to the river at Spirit River, about 75 miles. It was quite an experience, I can tell you. There was about 400 teams, or over 400 teams, on that train that winter. And some very good horses, too. I remember some of the nicer outfits. There was a good many of them, I was surprised. And I knew Homestead Country having such good horses. But I fought until March, and then the snow went. It got warm, the snow disappeared, and it was on a last trip, and we had to haul at night, and haul mostly on the frost. Then I remained in there, got back home, and by that time, the snow was completely gone. So I decided, this was the time for me to go to Fort St. John. One of the freighters on the freight trail had been to Fort St. John the summer before and had taken up the homestead. And he was telling me of the country up there and all the nice open land and good soil. So I had to see that. So, the 25th of March, my boss was going into Villa to get one of his horses. And one of his shoes taken off one of his horses. Yeah. Of course. every class he showed him where the trap line was that he could trap. I got ready and I made a toboggan for my dog. I just had one dog when I left for St. John. I had $15 in my pocket. And I paid $5 for this old dog. He was a leader. And most of his teeth was gone. He had one eye. But just the same, he had been a good leader.
You were trapping, not interfering with the other trapper, you could trap anywhere. So I went down.
Traveling we get a moose. So we needed meat too. We have a lot of meat. So we'd go out and get a moose. In the meantime, Henry Philpott can walk out about half a day and then come back. He'd have a boat trail in and a frozen trail for the next day that would hold up the dogs. So we had breakfast. Big bedroll, 90s.